Penguin Random House Canada presents Tell Me When You Feel Something by Vicky Grant. Read for you by Haley Gillis, Jamie Block, Eamon Stocks, and M. John Kennedy. Your body does weird things. Bloats, bleeds, oozes, shrivels, itches, burns, freezes, plays dead, dies. You can be a perfectly normal specimen, and you're still a freak of nature. And if that's not bad enough, your body also lies. Your eye will lie to your head. Your head will lie to your heart. And your heart? It's the biggest sleaze of all.
DeVita Williamson. 3 days after the party, 11 a.m. The cop is nice enough, but I can tell he doesn't believe me. He listens to what I have to say, then props himself on the front of his desk and dangles one leg over the edge. It's the standard, just having a little chat pose of an adult trying to show he's on your side. Principals love that one, too. I'm sitting in a plastic chair right in front of him. He's too close. There's a starburst of khaki crotch wrinkles that's basically staring me right in the face. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt and presume he doesn't realize it's making me uncomfortable. Viv says everything makes me uncomfortable. Look. His eyes go big and sad. A smart, talented, well-loved girl is in a coma. We all want to find someone to blame, but here's the truth. Opioids don't care who you are. They don't care whether you're an addict or a good kid who just goes out and does something stupid one night. Taking party drugs these days is playing Russian roulette, and unfortunately, your friend was unlucky and took a bullet. Thanks. Like picturing her with all the tubes sticking out isn't bad enough. I want you to know this, though. We're going to find out who supplied Vivian with the drugs and prosecute him or her to the fullest extent of the law. He makes a frowny, closed-mouth smile and nods. He's given his speech. He wants me to go now, and I should. This is useless. But I don't. It took me days to get up the guts to come in. I'm not leaving now. No one supplied her with the drugs. That's what I'm saying. He puts both feet on the floor and tilts his chin down at me like I'm a little kid who said something cute. Cute, but stupid. Someone must have. She had to get them from somewhere. No. Viv wouldn't do that. I say the words slowly, hitting the consonants hard. I need him to take me seriously. Viv would not take drugs on purpose. Were you at the party? He knows I wasn't. The police already interviewed everyone who was there. When they didn't come to me, I realized I had to go to them. It's the least I can do for my friend. Viv gets quotation marks now. Little cartoony ones that flash in my brain as if they're just another one of her jokes. Which they aren't. I shake my head, but don't break eye contact. Just because I wasn't there doesn't mean I don't know. Do I know? Stop. All he needs to think is I'm not sure. Then he'll never believe me. You saw the video, though? He walks back to the other side of his desk. Or videos, I should say. Plural. I saw one, but it didn't prove anything. No? He sits down, grabs the edge of his desk, and pulls his chair forward with a squeak. He looks at the computer screen through the bottom of his glasses. Well, there were quite a few videos. Perhaps the one you saw was different. Multiple people recorded Vivian taking a pill at the party. I've got it from at least 6 different angles. That wasn't a pill. It was a vitamin. Again, not to put too fine a point on it, but in the footage, we see Vivian holding up a pill between two fingers and saying, "This is E." I presume by E she meant ecstasy, or am I wrong? He looks at me over his glasses and smiles. The long eyelashes surprise me. He must have hated them as a kid. No, she did mean ecstasy, but that was a joke. She always says that. Always? He's doing that TV cop thing, trying to trap me with my own words. Okay, not always, but a lot. She takes vitamins with iron for anemia. We both do. We were at lunch once and someone asked her what the pill was and she went, "This is E," and the girl actually believed her. He doesn't get how ridiculous that was. Viv and ecstasy. So I tell him. It was funny. She started saying it all the time, like it was her catchphrase or something. I shouldn't have worn this sweater. I'm too hot all of a sudden. Her catchphrase, he says. Yes. I fold my arms so he can't see and pinch my sleeves away from my armpits. I'd take the sweater off, but I'd have to pull it over my head and that would be weird, like I'm undressing or something. She was just joking around. Okay. He pooches out his lips and shrugs. I let that go. I mean, what am I going to say? He's a cop. I'm some off-brand 17-year-old girl. Then I think, no. No chickening out. Viv wouldn't chicken out. I go, why are you saying it like that? I just said, okay. Well, not really. You actually said, okay, which is kind of the opposite. He at least has the decency to laugh. Ask anyone, I say. Ask her boyfriend. She called it E all the time. You're talking about Jack Downey? He picks up a paperclip and tumbles it through his fingers. Yeah. I've met his mother. She's the preacher at First African Baptist, isn't she? I don't know the name of the church. He gives his head a little jiggle, as if details aren't important. He's taking it pretty hard, I understand. He opens his top drawer, drops in the paperclip, and closes it again. Jack is Vivian's ex, though, isn't he? Not her boyfriend? They had a fight, I say. Doesn't necessarily make him her ex. He raises his eyebrows. A girl ends up in a coma after a fight with her boyfriend. The guy might not be her ex, but he's sure as hell a suspect. Even I know that. I picture Jack and Viv, cross-legged on the green and black floor of the high school hallway, back to back, textbooks open on their knees, a big yellow clump of her hair hanging off his shoulder like a feather boa. The two of them totally quiet, totally focused, until the bell rings or one of their alarms sounds. Then they're up, kissing, laughing, then kissing again, and running off in opposite directions to some class, rehearsal, practice, game, meeting, whatever. That was before Viv knew me, of course. Or, I guess, remembered me. But I knew her. Everyone knows Viv. Everyone knows how much Jack loves her. So what if they did have a fight? What difference does that make? I say. Maybe none. The cop wiggles a little breathing room between his neck and his clumpy beige tie. But people do strange things when they're under stress. Things they'd never normally do. What are you saying? That Jack gave her the drugs? Just because he's black, you're thinking, whoa, whoa, whoa. He sticks his hand out like a traffic cop. I was thinking no such thing. I wasn't talking about Jack. I was talking about Vivian doing something out of character. Oh. Sorry. You think that could be it? Viv doesn't even drink, I say. No? Like, that's so hard to believe. Not at all. It's a well-known fact. So who would go from, like, kombucha straight to ecstasy just because of some little argument? People do it for less, he says. I've had girls tell me they took street drugs because they didn't want to waste the calories on booze. Kids who've bought meth because they don't have ID to buy beer. He lays his glasses on the desk and rubs his eyes. But you saw the video. Everyone had alcohol. Viv could have gotten it if she wanted it. True. He puts his glasses back on. He drums his fingers on the desk. So maybe she was more upset about the argument than people knew. Maybe she took the pill as a call for attention. The last thing Vivian Braithwaite needed was attention. She just won this big internship. Her father's getting married, and she's a bridesmaid. She's got a new little stepsister. Every guy who's ever met her wants to, like, go out with her. She wouldn't trash all that over some stupid argument. What was the argument about? He totally ignored everything I just said. I don't know. But it was something stupid? Yes. I mean, I don't know.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?